From the studios of Free Radio Santa Cruz, you're listening to Earth First Radio. Stay tuned for No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music.
You're cutting chainsaws, killing the trees, something, everything that lives in peace. Our animal friends are on the run. Job is done. How can we stand by while this all takes place? We've got to stop this inhuman race. No compromise. No compromise. No compromise. No compromise. No compromise in defense of Mother
And welcome to Earth First Radio. I'm Uncle Dennis. Each week I bring you No Compromise news, views, poetry, and music for activists on the front lines of the environmental movement. In the news, you'll hear about corporations, government agencies, and people who are killing the planet, and folks who have the detailed information about saving what's left. They all have names, addresses, phone numbers, fax numbers, email, or web addresses, so please get a pencil or a pen and some recycled paper to write down the information, because this isn't couch potato radio. It's activist radio, and I'm asking you to take down the information and act on it. You really can make a difference by writing letters, sending faxes, and making phone calls when you aren't out in the woods, up in a tripod or a tree sit, or locked down in the dragon at the road blockade. If you do have information, news, comments, announcements, or anything else for Earth First Radio, please keep your pencil handy and listen for the contact information later on in the show. We're going to start off with announcements. We're talking here about Julia Butterfly. She's going to be in downtown Portland on Monday, May 22nd at the First Unitarian Church. That's at 1011 Southwest 12th Avenue. And she'll be speaking on the lunacy of, or the legacy of Luna at 7:30 p.m. So if you're, it'll also be co-sponsored by Looking Glass Bookstore, First Unitarian Church, KBOO Radio 90.7 FM in Portland, and Northwest Earth Institute. Tickets will be sold at the door, sliding scale, and you can also go to Looking Glass Bookstore or Northwest Earth Institute for tickets. That's Monday, May 22nd, 7:30 p.m., First Unitarian Church, 1011 Southwest 12th Avenue in downtown Portland, Oregon. And coming to San Francisco, Fiddle Down the FBI. We're going to commemorate the 10th anniversary of the bombing of Judy Berry and Daryl Cherney. Joining us will be Utah Phillips, Art and Revolution puppeteers, and dozens of fiddlers, including yours truly, Uncle Dennis. We're going to be on the steps of FBI headquarters. That's Wednesday, May 24th, 11:30 in the morning at the San Francisco Federal Building, 450 Golden Gate Avenue at Polk Street. And they're asking people who want to participate as a fiddler to call 415-648-4505. And, of course, this is sponsored by the Redwood Summer Justice Project. And their webpage, www.judyberry, all one word, judibari.org. And coming up May 26th through May 29th is the Northwest Rendezvous 2000 in the Willamette National Forest of Oregon. Adhering to tradition, when the RRR goes back east, we have a big old party in the west around Memorial Day. So come on over to the Willamette Valley and join us for some fun and mischief. We got lots to see: Diamond Peak Wilderness, Fall Creek Tree Village. It's owned by the Forest Service again. We'll get into that later. The North Windberry Tree Sits, a burnt ranger station we don't know shit about. 80 million board feet worth of old growth. That's about 16,000 full log trucks to be butchered on the North Umpqua River about 15 miles away, and a couple of nice hot springs. And here's the directions. Take Interstate 5 to exit 188 onto Highway 58. Go about 36 miles to Oak Ridge, home of the Burnout Ranger Station. 2 miles east of Oak Ridge and 200 yards past Dink's Market, last stop for beer, turn right on Hill Creek Reservoir Road, and within the first mile, turn right and go along the west side of the reservoir. Go almost 24 miles. That's the 24-mile marker post. and within a half a mile, turn right onto Sacandaga Road, Sacan, S-A-C-A-N-D-A-G-A Camp. That's Sacandaga Camp. You done made it. And that's the Northwest Rendezvous, May 26th through the 29th, out there in the woods. Also that same weekend, back in southeastern Kentucky, is Radical Diversity, the 10th Annual Heartwood Forest Council and the Dogwood Alliance Annual Meeting, co-hosted by Appalachian Voices and Wild Law. This is going to take place at Camp Blanton, nestled deep in the southern Appalachians, southwest of the town of Harlan, close to Daniel Boone National Forest and near the Virginia-Kentucky line. For more information, call Heartwood, 812-337-8898, or Dogwood at 828-883-5889, or, of course, info@heartwood.org, or info@dogwoodalliance.org. We'll get you some more information on that event. Looking into Eugene Active Existence, things are happening in Eugene. May 22nd through May 28th is Body Politics. We will develop our effectiveness through the sharing and planning of specific strategies, tactics, and educational efforts. Unfortunately, I only have an email address here, so folks, eae@efn.org. That's eae@efn.org for those events in Oregon if you want more information. David Rovics on May 24th, that's a Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. He'll be at the Gateway Green Center, 6101 Del Mar in St. Louis, Missouri. He'll be playing for a benefit for the Green Party of St. Louis and the Gateway Green Alliance. Once again, Wednesday the 24th at the Gateway Green Center, 6101 Del Mar, near the Del Mar Metro Station in St. Louis, Mo. More information, call the Gateway Greens. Their number, 314-721-3192. David will be in Chicago on Thursday, May 25th at the No Exit Cafe, 6970 North Glenwood in Chicago, Illinois. More information at 773-743-3355. Friday, May 26th at the Weedstock Festival in Wisconsin, and Sunday, May 28th at the Heartwood Gathering in Kentucky, which I already told you about. And then early June, Saturday, June 3rd, but it might as well be the 2nd or 4th, he says, he'll be at the Independent Progressive Politics Network Conference in Madison, Wisconsin. More information at www.davidrovics.com. That's D-A-V-I-D-R-O-V-I-C-S. .com. The Sierra Nevada Bighorn Sheep is a unique race of bighorn found only in the Sierra Nevada mountain range of California. They live almost exclusively on public lands inhabiting the Inyo National Forest and the wilderness areas of Sequoia Kings Canyon and Yosemite National Parks. Last year, with only 100 Sierra Nevada Bighorn Sheep remaining, the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service listed the bighorn as endangered on an emergency basis. The listing is now permanent in light of the bighorn's substantial decline and the need for immediate action. One of the biggest threats to the bighorn's survival is the presence of domestic sheep, which are present in U.S. Forest Service grazing allotments that border the bighorn's territory. Domestic sheep carry an ammonia that is lethal to the wild bighorn. Some sheep have already wandered out of those allotments into bighorn habitat, nearly causing the loss of many wild bighorn sheep. The U.S. Forest Service has now proposed to close the two sheep grazing allotments that neighbor Sierra Nevada bighorn habitat. This action is critically overdue. Please write to the Forest Service and congratulate them on taking this critical and controversial step to save this monarch of the High Sierra, and make the following points. Support their effort to close the grazing allotments to give the bighorn a chance to survive and recover a healthy population. Indicate that the removal of sheep grazing will benefit other regional plants and wildlife, and tell the Forest Service there are other benefits from this action as well. Allowing this region to heal from the impacts of grazing will help the area's plants and wildlife recover, enhancing recreational opportunities, as if that's at all important. Send your comments before May 22nd to Inyo National Forest, attention Ron Keel, K-E-I-L, Acting Assistant Forest Supervisor. The address, 873 North Main Street in Bishop, California, 93514. Once again, that address, Inyo National Forest, attention Ron Keel, K-E-I-L, Acting Assistant Forest Supervisor, 873 North Main Street, Bishop, California, 93514. And be sure and postmark that by May 22nd, please, or you can fax them. Their number is 760-873-2458. That's 760-873-2458. And if you'd like more information, contact Helen at 510-839-9922. Coming up is the Yosemite National Park Draft Valley Plan public hearings. And I have a listing for hearings in California starting on May 22nd at the Presidio of San Francisco in Building 385. In Sacramento on May 23rd at the Holiday Inn Northeast, 5321 Date Avenue. May 24th in Merced at the Multicultural Art Center at 645 West Main Street. In Oakland, California, on May 25th at the Hilton Airport Hotel on Hegenberger Road. And in Yosemite Valley on May 30th at the Valley Visitors Center. And in Oakhurst, California, May 31st at the Community Center, 3980 Road 425B. All these hearings are from 4 to 9:30 p.m. There's an open house followed by a presentation at 6 and the public hearing at 6:30. All right. On the national front, the meetings start on June 5th in Seattle. I'll have more information about that later. Here's bad news for New Mexico. The Forest Service is planning to spray herbicides this summer on national forests throughout the Southwest and Northwest. There's a following story onto this. The initial proposal calls for spraying approximately 5,000 acres of the Santa Fe National Forest in an attempt to exterminate 13 introduced weeds, some of which have been in the Southwest for over a century. Although roads and grazing have played a large part in introducing the weeds into the Southwest ecosystem, the Forest Service is instead ignoring the real problem and reacting to the symptoms. You want more information? Contact the Forest Guardians. Their email address, jhorning, H-O-R-N-I-N-G, that's jhorning, at fguardians.org. And the Forest Service continues to justify harmful projects on national forests in the name of restoration of forest health. The agency is proposing to spray 600,000 acres on six national forests in eastern Oregon and Washington with BTK to reduce tussock moth populations. The project is risking extinction for rare moths and butterflies to protect the trees just so they can be logged later to ensure you won't see a similar harmful projects under the guise of forest health and restoration in your area. We need to stop this spraying project in its tracks. The tussock moth has evolved with these forests for thousands of years. They are an integral part of the forest ecosystem and are an essential part of the food chain for birds, bats, frogs, fish, and many other species. Sounds like bad news. You can help stop this madness. Contact the following officials and let them know that you want to see Douglas fir tussock moth extermination programs stopped. Here's the here's some phone numbers and email addresses. Harv Forsgren, F-O-R-S-G-R-E-N, Regional Forester. His phone number, 503-808-2200. That's 503-808-2200. Or you can send email to H.S. Forsgren, F-O-R-G-R-E-N, at fs.fed.us, that old familiar email address. That's H-S-F-O-R-G-R-E-N at fs.fed.us. And, of course, there's Mike Dombeck, Chief of the U.S. Forest Service, 202-205-1611. That's, again, 202-205-1611. His fax number, 205-1765. And I suppose that's 202-205-1765. We'll get it right here. And email to mdombeck, D-O-M-B-E-C-K, at fs.fed.us. If you want more information, contact Marlene at the Kettle Range Conservation Group. Her number, 509-775-2667. All right. The East Side Project on the Allegheny National Forest in Pennsylvania contains 913 acres of conversion to plantation, 196 acres of clear cutting, 1,776 acres of commercial thinning, 1,123 acres of herbicide applications, 37 acres of prescribed burning. Let's hope it doesn't get out of hand back there in Pennsylvania. 2,467 acres of salvage logging, or is that savage logging? 54 acres of seed tree logging, that's equivalent to clear cutting. 1,902 acres of shelterwood logging, that means they cut everything. And 269 acres of group selection logging, which means they cut big groups. 124 miles of road, 7 miles of road closure, 158 acres of single tree selection logging, that's known as high grading. Oh boy. The project encompasses approximately 8,500 acres within a 139,000 acre zone of mortality. Activities include extensive use of herbicides and fertilizers, as well as fencing to protect precious Forest Service monocultural seedlings against those pesky deer. The main purpose of this voluminous environmental assessment seems to be the justification of their preferred alternative, which means they get to do what they want. They list five alternatives with varying degrees of impact. Numbers 1 and 3 contain the most carnage, which happen to be choices 1 and 2 for the Forest Service. Alternative 5 looks clean but contains zero cut, which according to the Forest Service is a national issue and beyond our scope, which means we need to support Alternative 5. Send your comments postmarked by June 5th to John Palmer, Forest Supervisor, P.O. Box 847, 222 Liberty Street, Warren, Pennsylvania, 16365. Once again, that address, John Palmer, Forest Supervisor, P.O. Box 847, 222 Liberty Street, Warren, Pennsylvania, 16365. And phone number, 814-723-5150. That's 814-723-5150. If you want more information, contact Devin at Heartwood. His number, 573-999-5790. That's 573-999-5790. Or you can send email to Devin, D-E-V-I-N, at heartwood.org. And, of course, their webpage, www.heartwood.org. The Bureau of Indian Affairs and the Navajo National Forestry Department, sounds bad already, have released the final environmental impact statement on a proposed 10-year forest management plan for the Navajo Nation in northern Arizona and New Mexico. The plan calls for logging of 31% of the nation's quarter million acre commercial timber harvest base over the next 10 years. At this rate, all of the Navajo Nation's timber base will be liquidated in 30 years. An additional 74,735 acres of wildlife areas will be protected from logging during the next 10 years. Please send an email to the Bureau of Indian Affairs and respectfully ask them to honor the Chuksa Mountains, its wildlife, the people that live there, and the wishes of Dene Care. Ask them to rescind the final environmental impact statement and develop an alternative which truly restores the Navajo forest and allows no commercial logging. The email for the Forestry Department is Harold Russell, that's H-A-R-O-L-D-R-U-S-S-E-L-L at BIA.gov. And if you want more information, contact the Center on Biological Diversity, their webpage, www.biologicaldiversity.org. We'll figure that out. Hey, the roadless area, what do they call these things? Draft Environmental Impact Statement, Information and Hearing meetings are coming up in Oregon and Washington. Now, I'm sure they're happening other places, but I only have information on Oregon and Washington tonight. If your area has roadless meetings you want me to publicize, I'll be glad to do that if you send them to me. Let's see. On May 22nd in Olympia, Washington, at the Olympia National Forest Headquarters Office. Also on the 22nd in Salem, Oregon, at the Red Lion Hotel. In Bend, Oregon, on the 23rd at the National Guard Armory. In Cottage Grove, Oregon, at the Cottage Grove Ranger Station on the 23rd. That's a week from tonight. In Klamath Falls, Oregon, also on the 23rd at the Forest Headquarters of the Winnemah National Forest. In Okanagan, Washington, on the 24th at the Agriplex Fairgrounds. In Pendleton, Oregon, on the 24th at the Umatilla Forest Supervisor's Office. And on the 25th, in Roseburg, Oregon, at the Douglas County Library Community Room. In Eugene, Oregon, on the 25th, at the Eugene Water and Electric Board Office. In Wenatchee, Washington, on the 25th, at the Wenatchee Convention Center. In Morton, Washington, at the Morton High School Auditorium, also on the 25th. In Eugene, Oregon, at the Eugene Water and Electric Board, also on the 25th. Also on the 25th, in Lakeview, Oregon, at the Lakeview Interagency Office. Most of these informational meetings take place in the evening from 6 to 9 p.m. In Okanagan, they'll have an afternoon meeting from 1:30 to 4. And in Wenatchee, they'll also have an informational meeting from 1:30 to 4. And in Morton, Washington, it starts a little later at 7 p.m. Most of the rest of these start at 6 or 6:30. So I have more coming up meetings, and we'll get you more information on those later on. Here's a choice job. Greenpeace USA is looking for an executive director. Established in 1971, Greenpeace is an independent campaigning organization that uses nonviolent creative confrontation to expose global environmental problems, working to bring about important changes in consciousness, and the rest of this is all pretty much the same sort of blah, blah, blah recruitment kind of stuff. Anyway, they're looking for someone who's demonstrated success in managing complex organizations, preferably as a CEO or founder of a non-governmental organization. You better be a high-powered person for this job. You need to have ability to develop effective political strategies and work with boards of directors and senior managers, intellectual understanding of global environmental issues, and more blah, blah, blah. You want to be the executive director of Greenpeace? Well, not me, but if you do, send your resume to Robert Celery Associates Limited, 1155 Connecticut Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20036. Once again, that's Robert Celery, S-E-L-L, E-R-Y Associates, 1155 Connecticut Avenue Northwest, Washington, D.C., 20036. Or email to Celery, that's S-E-L-L-E-R-Y, at C-A-I-S.com. Or their fax number, 202-333-1167. And, of course, you can visit their webpage at www.celery.com. We're into our activists tonight, and unfortunately, as I occasionally have to do, I have to announce the death of an environmental activist. Dead in Mexico is Armando Mojica Toledo, eco-warrior of the Cuanahuac bioregion. I write to you from Mexico, where I'm now living, with sad news. Armando Mojica Toledo, 46, tireless eco-warrior of the Cuanahuac bioregion, died on May 8th from complications resulting from thrombophlebitis. Mercifully for Armando, the end came swiftly, only a few days after entering the hospital. But the very suddenness of his passing has left those of us who remain behind in a state of shock and deep grief. I can't read this entire letter. It goes on for quite a while. Apparently, starting in the 70s, Armando took up the cause of the environment, defending the bats who live in the caves of Morelos. He went on to lead the fight to protect all of the ecosystems of his home place, including Cotetlaco and Zimbopala Lagoons, the Amazucac and Yutepec Rivers. I'm butchering these Indian names, obviously. And the Huitzilac Forest. With several friends in 1989, he founded the Espacio Verde Green Space, the first non-governmental organization in Morelos with a clearly ecological focus. Together they organized to prevent the destruction of graceful old trees in the Zocalo, that's the main square, and at the site of a proposed shopping mall. They filed lawsuits, circulated petitions, gave speeches, marched in the streets, and under the banner of Espacio Verde, Armando carried out the first statewide analysis of environmental conditions in Morelos. His reach extended far beyond his home region. He helped the fishermen of Mazunte, the Green Warriors in Acapulco, and attended the Earth Summit in Rio de Janeiro. Armando was one of the few environmentalists with the guts and stamina to enter the bare-knuckles world of Mexican electoral politics, serving as the ecological commissioner of Cuernavaca and an opposition candidate who was elected of the elected mayor, Cuauhtémoc Cárdenas. Dead in Mexico, Armando Mojica Toledo. And we're going to take a little musical break here. Be back in a few minutes.
Thunder rolling on the mountain heights, I hear it calling my name. Won't you follow that storm cloud's flight you won't ever be the same. Red tail flying overhead, she knows exactly where to go. I ask the river, question the sun, only the mountain knows. This life is so rich I can taste it, and I give in my heart to the wind. And when that rain falls down and the sun rolls round, I'll be thinking like a mountain once again. Mountains whisper, tells it all, the canyon takes it in. The trees will sing air until they fall, then they begin again. This life is so rich I can taste it, and I give in my heart to the wind. And when that rain falls down and the sun rolls round, I'll be thinking like a mountain once again. Ain't no rhyme to this reason. Key to all is a changing season. Takes us in and gives us back. Written there in them fading tracks. This life is so rich I can taste it, and I give in my heart to the wind. And when that rain falls down and the sun rolls round, I'll be thinking like a mountain once again. And when that rain falls down and the sun rolls round, I'll be thinking like a mountain once again. Thinking like a mountain once again. Thinking like a mountain once again. Thinking like a mountain. Thinking like a mountain. Thinking like a mountain once again. This life is so rich I can taste it, and I give in my heart to the wind. And when that rain falls down and the sun rolls round, I'll be thinking like a mountain once again.
And Earth First Radio will be back in just a moment.